Time runs my life, a constant measuring of what's gone and what's to come. Jamal's 100-meter dash is a blazing 10.06 seconds. That's how my older brother got this monumental interview. I'm not thinking about Jamal's record, though. I'm thinking about Daddy's time. 7 years. 2,532 days served, to be exact. This running clock above my head's been in place since his conviction. That moment branded me. Mama gripped the courtroom bench to keep from collapsing as each juror repeated, guilty. I looked to Mama for an explanation. The empty look in her eye cried out the answer. Death. Since then, it's tick-tock. Here at the TV station, Jamal rocks steadily in the guest chair, watching highlights of his track career with a producer during a commercial break. He glides his hands over his fresh barber cut, his mind more likely on the camera angles that'll best show his waves. We're true opposites, despite our 1 year difference. He's patient, calm, thinking, living, loving. He's everything on the outside I wish to be, bringing people in when 9 out of 10, I'd rather push them out. That's why I hate that my mission crosses paths with the biggest day of Jamal's life. 5 minutes and 37 seconds until showtime. As the commercial nears its end, I don't have to look up to know Mama's leaving the makeup room. The click of her heels echoes past a crew of engineers and radiates as she circles around Jamal to the guest seating area on the side of the studio stage. She enters like only a proud black mother can, hair all pressed and curled, with a sharp black skirt suit that fits her curvy figure. Mama's been name-dropping everywhere she can about the news anchor Susan Turek showcasing Jamal as a top athlete. I expected a live audience, but the set is a small studio and crew. I look out to Susan Turek's interview desk with a backdrop image of Austin, the state capital. They've pulled out a white couch so there's space for my family to join Jamal at the end. Mama smiles at Jamal, then at my little sister Corinne, but I swear she throws some silent shade my way. Her not-so-subtle warnings have been going on for the past month. She knows I want Daddy's story to seep out, but Mama has made clear there is no room for Daddy on this occasion. Not because she don't love Daddy, but because she wants Jamal to have a clean slate at college as Jamal, not Jamal, the son of a murderer. If it was a few years ago, I'd understand. But Daddy's got less than a year. No extensions. No money for more appeals. While time uncoils itself from Daddy's lifeline, she's forbidden Susan Turek from mentioning him too. The show agreed not to talk about Daddy in exchange for Jamal showing up. And if Susan tries anything, Mama says we'll straight up leave. Mama stands by me and leans near my ear. Tracy, ain't it something to see your big brother's hard work paying off? Mm-hmm, I say, even though I'm still hoping the journalist in Susan can't help but fling open Pandora's box on live television. Mama won't be able to stop it then. Then our truth can breathe free. The fight for Daddy's appeal won't be in vain. People will finally hear the truth. Wake up to the fact that Lady Liberty has failed us. Failed so many others.